Track 10, more news stories. Church leaders praise primary school. Church inspectors have praised a Teignbridge primary school for living up to its foundation as a church school. Blackpool Church of England Primary in Liverton enables pupils and adults to flourish according to the recent statutory inspection of Anglican and Methodist schools report by the Church of England. Inspectors say the school, which has 278 pupils, has a Christian vision that provides focus, meaning, and direction. The school has been recognised as being a deeply inclusive school, which is outward-looking, offering a calm and safe environment for more vulnerable pupils. The report says staff are provided with up-to-date special educational needs and disability training, and a dedicated family support worker provides support to families in need. The report acknowledges the school prioritises living well together, encouraging everyone to become their best selves. Head Russell Pearson said, "I felt it was important to refocus and broaden the former Christian vision when I joined at the start of 2024, and it's great to see recognition of this in how it meets the needs of our school and wider community and encourage pupils to look beyond themselves. We also have the Blackpool Spirit Award, where Year 6 students can design and deliver projects to meet the needs of others, encouraging a culture of justice and responsibility." The report highlights the support from the First Federation Trust, a multi-academy of 29 primary schools, which is said to have a deep understanding of Blackpool as a church school. Collective worship is an integral part of daily life, playing a key role in deepening pupils' and adults' understanding of the Christian vision. There is a strong relationship with the parish church, St. Michael's, which holds regular worships at the school.
And another school doing outstanding work is Sheldon Primary School. And it's part of the Academies for Character and Excellence, known as ACE, and they've been given the highest possible Ofsted rating following its inspection in October. Pupils and staff at the school are incredibly proud to have been judged outstanding in all areas in their recent Ofsted inspection. The school is now in the top 16% of schools across England after receiving the highest possible rating. The Ofsted report identified the inspirational teaching at the school, along with the exceptional quality of education. Inspectors noted the fact that pupils excel at this school and that those with special educational needs and disabilities learn exceptionally well. Head teacher Jenny Stewart said, "We are thrilled with this because it is testament to the hard work and commitment of our amazing team, our wonderful children and their supportive families."
Hay bale fire caused minimal damage to barn. Firefighters saved a barn from going up in flames after several hay bales caught fire. Crew from Buckfast Lee were first on the scene at the agricultural building on a South Brent farm. Alongside colleagues from Ivybridge and Plimpton, the Teignbridge-based crew were told that around 18 tonnes of hay was on fire inside a wooden barn. Crews worked with the farmer, utilising tractors to remove the smouldering bales to the field, which allowed us to dampen down remaining hotspots, a spokesperson for Buckfast Fire Station said. Due to the initial actions of crews and the timely assistance with the tractor, minimal damage was caused to the barn.
Cakes, cards and clocks for canine charity. A Dawlish businesswoman is busy raising funds for a dog rescue charity. Chrissy Marks has been raising money, Saving Pound Dogs Cyprus, SDDC, from her salon, Signature Hair and Beauty. Chrissy raised more than £200 off the back of selling dog-themed cakes, clocks, cards, puzzles and handmade Christmas decorations. We are running a raffle with four great prizes from the salon until December the 21st, she said. And for every one of Chrissy's clients' signature hair and beauty, 50 pence will be donated to the charity. If anyone can pop into the salon and offer a pound for a hound or give a donation, I'd be so grateful, Chrissy said. She herself adopted a dog from SPDC and has supported its cause ever since. The SPDC is a non-profit organisation and is dedicated to rescuing and rehoming stray dogs to loving homes in the UK, Cyprus and Germany.
What the dickens? It's Newton Abbott's Victorian Christmas. Inclement weather may have halted the festive fun in Newton Abbott over recent weeks, but the town's traditional Victorian evening was one event that escaped the worst of the weather. Although the town's official Christmas light switch-on and the dog's carol service were cancelled, the ever-popular Victorian-themed charity market was able to go ahead last Wednesday evening. Charity stalls thronged the market square with the Royal British Legion stall picking up the honours for the Best Dressed Stall Award. Visitors and shoppers were kept entertained by comedy juggler Elphick and a wandering polar bear, stilt-walking policeman added to the fun, along with Father Christmas, who had taken time off from present-sorting duties at the North Pole to pop into the grotto prepared for him at St Leonard's Tower. The evening went off really well, and the light rain we had didn't dampen the proceedings, said Town Council Events Coordinator Natalie Hicks. And of course, there are lots of fabulous pictures around. There's one picture of the Elphick the juggler on a unicycle, entertaining the crowds. There's Spectrum Band playing their instruments along the street, festive tunes, and a polar bear prowling, and lots of Victorian costumes there with, I think they're called stove hats, and some little candles on the front, and lots of lights looking down the street. A fabulous sight.
Autumn Raffle is just the ticket for Paradiso. The draw for the Grand Paradiso Autumn Raffle took place on Saturday, November the 30th, with the winning tickets drawn by Councillor Sheila Brooke, Town Mayor. Bovey Paradiso Arts is a community arts centre for Bovey Tracy and the surrounding areas, and the Grand Autumn Raffle was the latest in a huge fundraising effort to finish the building work and bring this project to fruition. With the generous support of the prize sponsors and the enthusiasm of the community, the raffle raised more than £13,000. With the generous support of the prize sponsors and the enthusiasm of the community, the raffle raised more than £1,300, all of which will go to supporting Bovey Paradiso Arts as the team of volunteers continue to develop an exciting programme of events and exhibitions at this community-owned facility. Paradiso Chairman David McAhey has given his thanks to the sponsors, the Rock Inn, Haytor, the House of Marbles, the Cromwell Arms, the Cheese Shed, Wildmoor Deli, Warm Welcome Hotels, and Tammy Crawford Holt and Sarah Holman.